This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the radio.
If they hadn't been like me.
Good evening, a huge welcome one and all. Yes, it's me, Ben Simmons. This is The Show That Goes Like This. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday evening and you're here. However you are, it's very wonderful of you to do just that. Whether you're on FM 98.0, whether you're on the internet, phoenixfm.com, whether you've got a smart speaker and you just say, play Phoenix FM, whether you're on our apps, however you've done it, thank you so much. Whether you're on the catch-up service and it's not Tuesday for you, you're listening at another time, you are marvellous, so well done. And tonight, I guarantee, is going to be a very exciting show. Yes, we'll as ever be talking about ridiculous holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast, but social media has blown up this afternoon, at least on the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my personal profile as well, with people responding to my request for new film titles, which I'll explain in a minute. But there's a lot of wonderful entries that have come in from so many of you. Thank you very much for that indeed. And rather excitingly, there's a brand new quiz going to be taking place at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm excited about it. You should be excited about it as well. Combining Ben's Impossible Question with Legend of the Week. All that to come, but we need a great track to get us going musically this evening. And what can I tell you about Tuesday the 9th of March? Well, bizarrely, you have to do your research to find out exactly what it represents, but it is known as Bang Clang Day. Bang Clang Day occurs on the 9th of March all over the world. I think it's acceptable to bang things and clang things. I think there's far more meaning to it than that, which I may have to impart to you later on in the show. But yes, it's Bang Clang Day today. How on earth can I represent that musically? Well, here are some lovely women to tell you all about it.
Queen Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. G to the A, to the A.
Phoenix FM.
Great start there from Jessie J, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. That was Bang Bang on Bang Clang Day, which it turns out I've been a bit glib about, and it is actually serious. Bang Clang Day commemorates the Battle of Hampton Roads, a civil war battle that took place on the 9th of March 1862. And it's significant not because of the outcome, but because it marked the first battle between ironclad ships, ushering in a new era of naval warfare. Hence, there was a lot more banging and clanging than there used to be. So there we go. I don't know if I've been glib about it. I just hadn't fully researched it. I've done exhaustive research for tonight's show. Don't you worry about that. But just hadn't properly delved into Bang Clang Day. But now you know. Tuesday, the 9th of March, 2021, it began in 1862. That's a long time ago. Almost, 159 years. And that is fast maths. Thank you very much indeed. Maybe wrong. Let's move on before anyone can work it out. But anyway, I told you all the ways you could be listening. And remember as well, we do love it if you join us on Mixcloud. There is a webcam in our studio with a live feed. You can go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, and actually see what's going on in the studio. Actually see what I look like. Put a face to the voice. If you already know my face, well done. If you don't, get yourself on Mixcloud and you can see it. So, it's coming up to 10 past 6. It's Tuesday the 9th of March. It's very exciting tonight. We've got a brand new quiz feature coming up at 7 o'clock this evening. And I did allude to this right at the top of the show. You guys have been fabulous sending in film suggestions. What exactly was requested? If you're just hearing about this now, well, it just occurred to me, I do like to play around with film titles every now and again. We've done other features on this show with film titles, but not this exact one, where, for instance, you can add just one word to a film title to try and drastically change what that film would have been about. For example, Three Men and a Baby, classic film, Steve Guttenberg, Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, and a baby. What if that film was called Three Men and a Baby Carrot? It would be a very different film, wouldn't it? They wouldn't have the same sense of responsibility, I'm sure you'll agree. And then I also thought of The Empire Strikes Back Bacon. You know, that would have been revenge there, wouldn't it? A New Hope, the rebels were successful. And then Han Solo got frozen in carbonite, taken to Jabba the Hutt, along with a side of back bacon as well. You know, desperate at the end of that film. Who'd have cared Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father? There was bacon on the line, you know. So, yeah. Right. Anyway, keep it here. Loads of stuff coming up. After the next track, we're going to start sharing your hilarious film titles with extra words in that I really, really have been enjoying all afternoon. But it's Bang Clang Day, and we're going to celebrate it with more songs about banging and clanging. Here are the Black Eyed Peas.
Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip, 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll, that future flow, that digital spit, next level visual shit. I got that boom, boom, boom. How to beat bass.
I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next shit.
that boom, 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 that future boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now.
Boom, 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 gotta get that. 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 Boom, 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 that boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom.
I'm on that supersonic boom. Y'all hear that spaceship zoom? When I step inside the room, them girls go ape shit. Y'all stuck on super 8 shit. That lo-fi stupid 8 bit. I'm on that HD flat. This beat go boom, boom, bap.
I'm a beast when you turn me on. Into the future, Cybertron. Harder, faster, better, stronger. Sexy ladies, extra longer. Cause we gotta beat that bounce. We gotta beat that pound. We gotta beat that 808. That boom, boom in your town.
People in the place, if you wanna get down, put your hands in the air. Will I am, drop the beat now.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shut it. Mr. Lover, lover,
lover.
Now, Mr. Lover, lover,
lover, girl.
Mr. Lover, lover,
lover.
Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic, touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Smooth. Just like a silk, soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover, now take me thin and filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill, do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, she touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 bastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my back, she call me Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, she touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. Whiz, baby, please, let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well, baby, hand me the keys. And I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well, you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me at the rise, well, baby, love you the peas. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. Now you say give me your lovin', girl, your lovin' well good. I want your lovin', girl, be it like you should. I give you lovin', girl, your lovin' well good. I want your lovin', girl, you remember the wood. You like to kiss and caress, rub down every strand of your bandages. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I bet you confess when you put me to the test that I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll lead me from the start.
God, with such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go lava, 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 not chop your fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura dart. I'm gonna lay down in my jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only song you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell you fantastic. Nothing on my box, it says I'm Mr. Roo. Romantic, tell me fantastic. She tickle up my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom Boom Busty, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Roo. Romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. What you say, girl? Smooth.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Shaggy and Boombastic taking over from the Black Eyed Peas there. Apologies if you were offended by any of the outrageousness of the Black Eyed Peas there. Yes, let's move away from that and enjoy the fact that Shaggy and Boombastic was a fantastic track, wasn't it? That was from a Levi's advert in the 90s, as far as I remember. Yes, I think I even bought the CD single of that. I was that guy. Oh, yes. Anyway, hope your Tuesday is treating you very well. It's an exciting evening here on the show that goes like this. I guess I'm going to have to start sharing your wonderful movie titled hilarious suggestions, otherwise I won't be able to get most of them in before the show finishes. But there's some really brilliant ones. I mean, this has caught people's imagination. I've got over 110 comments on social media of many different ideas, and people are hilarious. People are brilliant at coming up with these. Remember, the request was, or, well, challenge, if you like, you can add one word to a film title and it would drastically change what the film really meant. And I think it's very true in this case, from Martin Hill. What a brilliant suggestion. Terminator Salvation Army. Now, that is a very different film. Is that someone, a cyborg, has been sent back in time to kill members of the Salvation Army, or the Terminator is disguised as a member of the Salvation Army in order for people to feel good about them, you know. So, yeah, excellent, excellent work there. I'm going to write down some of my favourites during the show and then probably try and decide on a top five, if you like, by the end. But Martin Hill was on fire. He sent a few in. Rosemary's Baby Ribs. Yeah, that's another very, very different film. That would be just someone enjoying a barbecue or something similar. And this one, I know Martin Hill has been ensconced in the world of comedy for quite a while. Obviously inspired him with this one. X-Men, The Last Stand Up. That's brilliant. Wolverine doing half an hour in a comedy club and not going down very well. Gets heckled a lot. Professor X saves him by telepathically getting everyone to give him a standing ovation. There we go. That's it. I've done the plot. Brilliant. More of those coming later. Let's keep the music coming as well. More ridiculous holidays being explored as we go on. And remember, an exciting new quiz coming up at 7 o'clock. But for now, one of my favourite songs that's another 90s throwback. You do get that occasionally on the show that goes like this. We all remember this song. We all tried to learn the words to the rap in the middle. It's the Out Here Brothers.
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear say well. I say boom, boom, boom. Now we're about to say well. They say boom boom boom, now let me hear say well. They say boom boom boom, now we're about to say well. Well, boom boom boom, now let me hear say well. Well, they say boom boom boom, now we're about to say well. Well, they say boom boom boom, now let me hear say well. Well, they say boom boom boom, now we're about to say well.
Notice, it's the Outer Brothers, back in the room, ready to rock the world with the boom. So I hope you can stand the vibration, cause we're about to rock the entire nation. Alright, here we go.
I say boom boom boom, now let me hear say well.
Well,
I say boom boom boom, now we're about to say well.
Well,
I say boom boom boom, now let me hear say well.
Well,
I say boom boom boom, now we're about to say well.
Well,
let me hear say well.
Well,
I say boom boom boom. Now we're about to say well.
Well,
I say boom boom boom. Now let me hear say well.
Well,
I say boom boom boom. Now we're about to say well.
Well,
girl, your booty is so round. Let me look you
look out below, here comes the brother with the offbeat flow. I just fell from the mothership, out here brothers about to rip it on another tip. Slip, don't trip, check out how I do. My niggas in the house, I turn your body in the fruit. As I come from the depths of doom, I step back, wow, with the boom.
Boom, 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 now let me hear you say, well, well, say, boom, 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 now what they're about to say, well, well, say, boom, 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 now let me hear you say, well, well, say, boom, 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 now what they're about to say, well, well, boom, 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 now let me hear you say, well, well, say, boom, 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 now what they're about to say, well, well, say, boom, 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 now let me hear you say, well, well, say, boom, 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 now what they're about to say, well, well.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Who could ever forget that if you were a teenager in the 90s? Geronimo, look out below. Here comes the brother with the offbeat flow. I just fell from the mothership. I'm not going to do the rest of it. But yes, I love that song. Out Here Brothers, Boom Boom. We're still celebrating Bang Clang Day to do with naval warfare with ironclad ships starting in the 1860s. But songs with booming and banging and loud noises in them. And, yeah, we're celebrating that musically on the show that goes like this tonight. And all your wonderful, hilarious movie title suggestions. If you could just add one word and change drastically what it was all about. Like Phil Whelan's The Evil Knievel Dead. Yes, nice work. And another one from Phil Whelan's Air Force One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, that is good. What would that be? An examination of the president's mental health. Should he be committed to an institution, or should he stay in his plane flying safely in the skies? I like that. Well, there's some more. Martin Hill weighs in with another Goodfellas Pizza. That has drastically changed what it's all about. It's not nearly quite as much threat involved there. Goodfellas Pizza. Ali Howe with what I really enjoyed, Apocalypse Now TV. What's that? People in Vietnam can't get a very strong internet signal and so they have to give up their subscription. Yeah, absolutely. Here's a brilliant one from Ian Freeman. A Nightmare Parking on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger has enough trouble driving with those gloves on, and then he can't park as well. It's going to be terrible. This is brilliant. I really have to say this is brilliant from Ian Freeman. Pillow Fight Club. The first rule of Pillow Fight Club is no one talks about Pillow Fight Club because it's pathetic. We're meeting up in underground dens to pillow fight. Yeah, what a great film that would be. Pillow Fight Club. Love it. Let's have another track then. The final one that's going to celebrate Bang Clang Day, and then we'll move on with Ridiculous Holidays. But when you make loud noises, if you do it all kind of together and at the same time, you can create some wonderful music, some sort of symphony. Clean Bandit. Featuring Zara Larsson.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you, and now your song is on repeat, and I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I'm feeling complete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your symphony. Will you hold me tight and not let go? Symphony, like a love song only.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track, Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson and the brilliant Symphony. So yes, it's the show that goes like this. We're half an hour in. People all over the country are waiting with bated breath to see what on earth is going on with this exciting new quiz at 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to become a weekly thing where it's not just I reveal a question and you have to type in or something like that. Somebody is going to get a phone call tonight and are going to do this quiz over the phone. It's going to be extremely exciting. Kind of amalgamating Ben's Impossible Question with Legend of the Week. I feel that lately, whilst Legend of the Week is a wonderful title and people do covet it, it maybe has lost something over the years. You know, people are now just trying to be the one that's won it the most times. Just one win, does it really mean a lot? Well, we will see if Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends can take over, or BIQLOL, BICLOL, as I like to abbreviate it. People, you know, BICLOL will be trending on Twitter at some point in the next few weeks. BICLOL. Remember, you heard it here first. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. Yes. Who is getting that phone call to be the inaugural person to take part in Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends this evening? It could be you. Stay by your phones. Anyway, what else about film titles has been amusing that you've sent in? Remember, you can change or add one word to a film title. You can't change it. You can add one word to a film title to drastically change what it could be all about. Ian Freeman with some great work before that last track. Paul Lewis with a lovely one. The Magnificent Seven Sins. Yeah, I like that. That wouldn't necessarily be a Western anymore, would it? Would it be like David Fincher's Seven, but celebrating them, rather than having a serial killer doing horrible things to people? What else? What else have we got here? From Ian Hall, this is a great one. Singing in the Rainforest. I like that. Gene Kelly goes and lives in the jungle for a few weeks and makes friends with some orangutans and gorillas and sings about it. That would be brilliant. Very well done. What else have we got? This from Barbara Ferry. Bruce Christ Almighty. I like that. You managed to add a word there, and probably you wouldn't have to change what the film was about too much. So, yeah, I enjoyed that one. And this is a brilliant one. This has got to be up there at the end of the show. From Bruce Stratton. Batman Begins Therapy. I love that, where you deal with the fact that he's lost his parents in a harsh way, and can he really come to terms with it? He goes to see his therapist and has an hour-long session speaking his mind and his feelings. Batman Begins Therapy, that would be brilliant. what else have we got? Oh, this is, again, has got to be right up there at the end of the show. From Phil Lund, I do enjoy this. I've built it up a lot, but it is a good one. There's something about Mary Berry. Yeah, Cameron Diaz featured in the original with Ben Stiller desperately trying to win her over. Would he do the same with Mary Berry, I wonder? Would he be on an old episode of Bake Off before she left the series and it went to Channel 4? Who knows? All that and less could be decided in There's Something About Mary Berry. Brilliant. Now, what other wacky holidays are there on the 9th of March? Well, I'm delighted to tell you that as well as Bang Clang Day, the 9th of March is known as Barbie Day. Not in Australia. It's not a barbecue. Yes, it is the toy Barbie is celebrated on this day because I believe it was in 1959 the first ever Barbie toy was released. So it's kind of inevitable, really. It's featured on this show before. I do say only good songs. I mean, there are going to be people that's annoyed about it. There are going to be people that like it. I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry. Go on, Aqua. Now's your time.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is
Phoenix FM.
And yes, the 9th of March, in case you're wondering why that song was on the airwaves on the show that goes like this, it is National Barbie Day today. It was the 9th of March in 1959 that Barbie debuted at the American International Toy Fair in New York. And it is also Barbie's official birthday. So there you go. You really do learn something by tuning in to this programme. Now, I've been cycling through some of these film titles to find other ones to share with you. There's so many. There's some fabulous suggestions, I have to say. We did enjoy this, something about Mary Berry. Phil Lund's kept going with quite a few. Sweet Charity Collection. Nice. Yeah, where they pick up one of those bags that gets put through your door asking for clothes. Yeah, lovely. Whether you can make an hour and a half film out of it, who knows. What about this one? The Italian Job Centre. Brilliant. People queuing up outside a place in Milan to go and get their unemployment benefit. Fabulous. Here's a great one from Barry Cooper. The Importance of Being Ernest Borgnine. It'd have to feature Ernest Borgnine in the title role, really, wouldn't it? Oh, or are you going to do a weird take on it, like Being John Malkovich or something, and it's all about John Cusack finding a portal into Ernest Borgnine's head? That would be strange. Eddie Bushell weighed in with some fabulous ones. Sophie's Choice Cuts. Sophia Butcher there, quite clearly, enjoyed it. Schindler's Shopping List. Maybe he goes to Sophie's Butcher's as part of his shopping list. Not quite as drastic a list and as meaningful a list as it turned out to be in the original film, but Schindler's Shopping List, a little bit more frivolous. I like that. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Kidney Stone. That's nice. The philosopher, taken out of action for a little while in extreme pain, has to go to hospital and pass it. Brilliant. This is possibly one of my favourites from Rachel Woollett, who does something you wouldn't expect. Now, we're all terrified of the novel It, Stephen King's It, clearly. Original, wasn't it a television drama with Tim Curry? And then recently turned into a two-part film, It. And Rachel Woollett has changed it to Sod It. Now, that is brilliant. That is brilliant. Enjoyed. And Maria from the Isle of Wight has just weighed in and said maybe Eddie Bushell meant Sophie's Choice Cuts as a hairdresser. Oh, that would be interesting. He might have meant that, Maria, but he did put an emoji of an animal straight after it. That's all I'm going to say. So I think he was shying away from the hairdresser. But anyway, keep them coming in. It's fabulous. I'll try and get through as many as possible for the rest of the show. But absolutely brilliant. It's keeping me going. Very, very amusing. Have a look at the entire thread on Facebook. It's well worth checking out. So, it is Barbie Day. We've played the obvious Barbie Girl. What else are we going to do? The not-so-obvious Beach Boys. Go on, then.
Ba 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 ba. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, bobber and ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Ba 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 ba
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Beach Boys and Barbara Ann, fabulous. And I'm just going to keep going with your film titles because there's so many of them that would be brilliant. Here's one that would be very different with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, Men in Black Bras. You could have picked anything there, Eddie Bushell, Men in Black, whatever. I guess you've gone for the controversy factor, but Men in Black Bras, brilliant. Here's one, maybe he's got a vendetta as well, Kill Bill Oddie. Again, you could have chosen any Bill, you've gone for Oddie. Clinton, Turnbull, it's weird, isn't it? At the drop of a hat, the only other two Bills I could quickly think of were Bill Clinton, former President of the United States, and Bill Turnbull, BBC morning TV presenter. Anyway, Kill Bill Oddie would be an interesting film. People who really hate his bird-watching nature. What else have we got? Nick Ashton weighs in with The Good, The Bad and The Pug Ugly. Don't really need to say any more. My dad's weighed in with one. It's actually very good. I have to give him kudos for this. The Green Miley Cyrus. He has added the word Osiris, which I don't know if it is an actual word, but I never specified you can't add nonsense words. But yes, I like that. Very clever. And then Alan in Lincolnshire has gone with Gone with the Wind Chimes. Nice. Nice work. And Nick Ashton back in with a very simple request, really. Quite apt in these times. Don't Stand By Me. Yes, great work, great work. Keep them coming. I'll keep reading them out. So many people have done very, very well. Remember, it is Barbie Day. We're still celebrating Barbie. 9th of March, first day the toy was invented, and it's Barbie's birthday. What are we going to play next? Did anyone see this coming from Duck Sauce? I know it's Barbara Streisand, but it didn't just say Barbie.
Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Streisand. Barbara Streisand. We'll be right back.
Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong, you know. They're absolutely right. It's the 9th of March. It's coming out to 10 to 7. It means we're a little over 10 minutes away from this brand new Bic LOL quiz. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends is going to begin this evening. The excitement is genuinely building. And yes, we're going to shy away from Barbie Day now. It is 9th of March, which is Barbie Day, as well as Bang Clang Day. What else is it? Get ready, excitement fans. It is also False Teeth Day. Yep. Apparently it needs celebrating. It's one of the more ridiculous ones, isn't it? You know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, yeah, lots of religious important festivals that everybody embraces. And then you get some ridiculous holidays and somebody says, do you know, all those people with false teeth, they don't get a day to really enjoy it, celebrate it, think about it. Let's have one. False Teeth Day. Falls on the 9th of March every year. If you have false teeth and you're upset about it, I'm sorry. If you have false teeth and you're proud of them, I'm pleased for you. If your life is affected by false teeth in any way, then really think about it on the 9th of March. That's the day you should do just that. We like to bring breaking news here on the show that goes like this. We do have a live news feed into our studio. And apparently, as of round about now, ITV are reporting that Piers Morgan has left his role hosting Good Morning Britain, the morning show on ITV, and it's all to do with the fallout after he made comments about the Meghan Markle and Harry interview, which took place and aired in America on Sunday night and aired here in the UK yesterday. Caused a lot of controversy, and apparently his comments on morning TV in Britain have caused over 40,000 complaints so far, which is one of the highest ever. And therefore, whether he's been pushed, whether he's chosen to go, who knows? But apparently Piers Morgan will no longer be presenting that programme, to the relief of many and the sadness of some others as well, I'm sure. I'm not going to let my views on the matter be known. I don't feel particularly strongly about Piers Morgan. Anyway, let's move on. The 9th of March, remember, is False Teeth Day. How can we celebrate that musically? Well, there's not many songs that talk about teeth. There is a line about teeth in this one. I didn't expect to play this on the show that goes like this. It's time for Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bite with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears old Maggie, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now, have a ho, ho, yeah, sweet tawdry. Who's it louder than you? And Lucy Brown. Now that Maggie's back in town, said, Jenny Diver. Whoa, Suki taught me. Look out to Miss Lottie Lynn and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
Phoenix FM.
I can't say for certain. We played a lot of tracks on the show that goes like this over the years, but I believe that may be the first ever play on this programme for Bobby Darin's Mac the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. The 9th of March is False Teeth Day, dear. And I can't rhyme, so good night. But I did, that's the irony of it. Brilliant. I genuinely hadn't thought of that before I started speaking. Slightly proud of myself. What about some more of your fabulous film titles? Remember, you can add one word to a film title, and what do you get? Well, trust Rachel Willett to come up with something filthy. I can just about read it out on a family radio show. A Back Passage to India. She means finding a different way round, I'm sure. Yes. I can't read out Nick Ashton's because it could be taken the wrong way. Ian Lee, former presenter on Drive Time here on Phoenix FM, has weighed in with Starburst Trek. I like that. Nice. Yeah, good work. What else have we got? There's a few insensitive ones. Rachel Willett again, Reservoir Guide Dogs. That's nice. That is nice. That is about a sedate walk around a reservoir from a partially sighted person with their dog helping them. There is no violence. There are no ears being removed in that version of the film. Brilliant. Oh, go on, Nick Ashton. I just about will read it out. Trouser Snakes on a Plane. Yes. There we go. Martin Hill came up with something that is unreadoutable on this show. He then did come up with... Lock Jaws. So, yeah, that's quite good. I like that. Nice work. Nice work. Shall we have one more? Some people have come up with really unacceptable ones. If you want to hear the unacceptable ones, you'll have to go through the list yourself on social media. John Cohen with an excellent Back to the Futures Market. You've cheekily added an S to future there, which I'm not sure if it breaches the rules or not, but I like Back to the Futures Market. It's quite good. Okay. We'll leave that to one side for a minute. Remember, it's the 9th of March. Remember, it's Bang Clang Day, it's Barbie Day, and it's also False Teeth Day. It's also the day Piers Morgan has, well, has he resigned? Has he been sacked? I'm not sure, but he's left his presenting job on this morning due to the row over his comments about the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry interview. You'll have to do the research on that yourself. It's all happening this evening. False Teeth Day. Here's Lily Allen.
When you first left me, I was wanting more, but you were packing that girl next door. What'd you do that for? What'd you do that for? When you first left me, I didn't know what to say. I've never been on my own that way. Just sat by myself all day. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone, so you can have a little wine and a moan. It's only because you're feeling alone. Smile. Yeah, it makes me smile.
Phoenix FM.
Well, that was Lily Allen and Smile there, because yes, the 9th of March is False Teeth Day. So it's all happening tonight on the show that goes like this, and we are going to just hold for a minute because, as promised, it's now time for Bic Lol, as many people are sure to be calling it over the next few weeks. Ben's Impossible Question at League of Legends. It's so fabulous, it deserves the Impossible Question jingle.
Not true. That's impossible!
So, to be the inaugural Bic Lol competitor, we need someone on the end of the telephone. There could only be one man I'd turn to in times like this. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody listening to the show that goes like this tonight, it's the one and only, on the telephone, live on the radio now, Mr. Nick Murphy!
Hello, Ben! I'm very happy to be here!
Oh, I'm very happy to have you here. Do I sound ridiculously loud to you, or is it vaguely acceptable in your ears?
I mean, your voice is never totally acceptable in my ears, but it's no, it's still fine volume-wise.
What do you think of the acronym Bic Lol for Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends?
Well, I just heard it then, first of all. My first reaction was, oh, for God's sake. When you made it clear what it stands for, I've never been more pleased.
I'm delighted. And before we get into questioning you with some worrying impossible questions for your brain to think about, what have you thought about the topics so far covered on tonight's programme of film titles with extra words in them? Have you enjoyed them?
Well, I have enjoyed them, actually. I was thinking about one or two myself.
Well, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but if you've done it, then I'd love to hear them.
So I started off quite tamely.
Yeah.
A Million Ways to Dye Fabric in the West.
Well, I like that, yeah. Yeah. Are there a million ways? Right, but yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, you have to watch the film. Again, another one, quite gentle, Ferris Bueller's Day Off Peace. So there you go.
That's good, yeah, I like it.
I sort of went a little bit further with the 40-year-old Virgin Broadband.
You've done really well here, I've got to say, I'm impressed.
Thanks very much. Friends with Unemployment Benefits. I was quite pleased.
That's a great one.
Although now it would have to be called Friends with Universal Credit, which sort of loses something there. And yeah. Obviously there's that great 1980s film with Tom Hanks, the sort of body swap film called Big.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought I would go with Big Boobs.
Well, when we've allowed things like Back Passage to India or whatever, and then some of the suggestions on Facebook couldn't be read out, I think Big Boobs is just about acceptable on this programme.
Is it walking the line? Those big boobs are walking the line.
If you've been offended by anything Nick Murphy has said, then it's his own comments and nothing to do with me.
Yeah, you can sue me for every penny I have, which means you'll get nothing.
Brilliant. Well, it's time to embark upon this brand new feature then. I'm hoping this will become the kind of thing like Top Gun used to do, where they get a famous driver.
Hang on, Top Gun?
Top Gun. Yeah.
I don't think Top Gun did many sort of interactive quizzes.
Not many, but the sequel's about to come out, isn't it?
Maybe Maverick. I'm wrong. Maybe they've just filmed Tom Cruise doing a load of questions.
Thanks for correcting me. Yeah, I'm hoping it's going to turn out like Top Gear, where people will do this every week and find where they stand in the league table of glory. But the brilliance of it for you is you're going to be top after today.
Maybe for the one and only time. I kind of feel like if it's a question, obviously they're impossible, we know this.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I probably know you as well as anyone who isn't blood or marriage related to you.
Yeah.
So I feel like I should have a relatively reasonable chance.
I always talk about doing exhaustive research on this show, and the way that the impossible questions have to work to be fair, obviously there's going to be a lot of impossible questions.
Sure.
And the nature of it being impossible does really mean, whether you know me or not, I don't think it's going to help you too much.
Oh, gutted. The only thing I've got going for me in my life is knowing you.
I like to think of it as there's going to be three questions in total. Let's just explain the rules. There's three questions you have to answer. Say there's no chance of kind of Googling or looking up social media or anything like that. You have to answer each one within 10 seconds. And then...
Oh, well, how are you supposed to do it? You're not allowing me to Google.
Yeah, 10 seconds. And then the first question, there's quite a large margin of error possibility.
Right.
The second question, there's sort of a medium margin of error possibility. And the third question, much smaller margin of error possibility. But I should point out to everyone listening, it's impossible to get any higher than zero with this quiz, which is what I love about it.
Ah, nice. We're all losers here.
Yes, exactly. So if you got every question right, which, let's be honest, isn't going to happen, you'd get a score of zero.
I love your optimism. You're like, it's never going to happen, mate. It's
well, we never know. But what I'm quite excited about as well is this quiz has even got its own tense music jingle to play during the questions. So.
Oh, my goodness. You really have spared every expense.
I really have. Right, let's just do it and get it the heck over with. That's what everybody's saying, I think. Right, are you ready?
Yes.
Then BicLol for this week begins now. Right, so, Nick, what is the furthest distance in miles as the crow flies that I've ever been from home?
8,156.
Okay, we'll come to the answers after we've asked all the questions. Question two. I support Liverpool Football Club. The Premier League began in 1992. How many Premier League matches have Liverpool won in that time since 1992?
407.
Okay. And as many people know, I'm heavily ensconced in the world of pantomime. As a performer only, not a director, how many pantomime contracts have I been involved with?
Does this include ones that you've been director and performer together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But just thinking of as a performer.
18.
Okay. Well, for you, Nick Murphy, BicLol is over.
No! I was genuinely quite stressed through all of that.
I think the jingle did its job then. That's what we needed. Right. Now I have to do some maths whilst I'm telling you how well you did. I was actually quite surprised how well you did on the first question because there was quite a high margin of error. Okay. So I asked the furthest distance in miles as the crow flies that I've ever been from home. You said 8,156 miles. The correct answer is 8,332 miles.
Good Lord!
That is very, very impressive. Yeah.
I love the fact that knowing you as well as I do, I couldn't really have, like, got that right. That's brilliant.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should just stop there because I'm never going to be better than that, so...
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the second question was...
It's fair to say the moment you started talking about football, my heart sank.
I knew you'd be upset by that, yeah. And I didn't do it deliberately because I knew you were going to be answering the questions. It's just the way the questions fall, you know. Don't blame the questions.
I do blame the questions.
The question was, I support Liverpool, the Premier League... was founded in 1992. How many matches have Liverpool won in the Premier League since then? You guessed 407. I still say this is respectable considering your lack of football knowledge. The correct answer, 573.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So on question...
That's a relatively sensible guess.
Yeah, I know.
Who doesn't know anything?
Question one, you're 176 miles out. Question two, you're 166 out. See, I was thinking you'd be thousands out in the first one. You're going to be quite high in the leaderboard for a while. because, much smaller margin of error in the final question, as a performer, how many pantomime contracts have I been involved with? You said 18. The correct answer is 20. So that gives you a first ever BicLol score of minus 344. I'd say that is very good.
I have set the bar high there.
I really think you have. Because of that high margin of error possibility on the first question, you got it under 200. That is impressive.
I feel like the panto was the one I knew best. But I also think now you've said that I did know that you'd done 20 pantos, so I'm more annoyed with myself than ever. Because your dad did 50 and you did 20 on the same year, didn't you?
Yeah, that is true. You remembered so, well. And people might think...
I knew that information, but forgot it.
Yeah, but people might think I'd done another one since then, but it was a Christmas variety show, not a pantomime, so yeah.
I hadn't thought about it.
Now, let me just ask before you go, the distance in miles where you did incredibly well, you said 8,156. Where were you thinking I'd been to be that far?
The only place, well, there's two places I can think of, and yeah. I wasn't sure which one, well, no, I wasn't really sure, but only because I've been to South Africa as well, and you've been to South Africa, so which I think was about 8,000 miles. So I'm going with South Africa.
Right, I'm going to have to now just Google that because I was going for the base of South America, which I sailed around on a cruise ship.
You did sail around there, and I knew that as well.
You know, when the pressure's on, you've only got 10 seconds, and that jingle's going. It's bound to be terrifying. Hang on, I'm just checking how far South Africa is. I think it's only about 5,000 miles.
I'm pretty sure when I checked...
Oh, 6,000 miles, but as the most direct air route.
So my guess was wrong, but weirdly right.
I was terrified for a minute, then I thought I'd ruin the quiz, because it came up on Google. The distance from Brentwood to South Africa is 9,674 kilometres. So, yeah, I have to say, you've done incredibly well. A first ever score on the Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends of -344. Really, deep down, how do you feel?
I'm very pleased with my work. I didn't disgrace myself, and I can walk out of here as one thing in my life I've done that's worthwhile.
Well, the prize for taking part, there is obviously no tangible prize for anything that happens on this programme, sure. But the prize for taking part is you could introduce the next track on the show.
I'm very excited. Aren't you going to have to tell me what it is before I can introduce it?
Well, yeah, exactly. If I just say introduce it, then I'd desperately scramble around trying to find the track you'd introduce. That wouldn't go well. It's going to be Texas and the song Inner Smile.
Inner Smile,
because it's False Teeth Day, and so it's an ironic take on that, basically.
I get it.
So, you don't have to stay on the line after this. You can just go and calm down and enjoy yourself totally. But thanks so much for being a legend as ever, and -344, amazing score.
Shall I take it away?
Take it away, then we'll get a jingle, then we'll get Texas.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. And coming up now, yes, it's the one you all wanted. It's Texas with Inner Smile.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yeah. as much as your kisses make me blue. If I'm a river, or will you skate away too? But maybe I'm ready, I'm falling into you. So if I lose my patience, you must try to understand.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's just gone 7:15 on Tuesday the 19th of March. If you're just joining us, what the heck happened? You've missed the inaugural BICLOL, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends, where the quite simply wonderful Nick Murphy joined me live on the radio to answer some exceedingly difficult questions. And I think we have to say he did phenomenally well, mainly due to his first answer, where there's a huge margin of error, being incredibly close. So he could stay at the top of the leaderboard. He is top right now. Let's be honest, he is also bottom because he's the only person to have taken part. But there will be another person taking part this time next week in the BICLOL. But -344. Remember, the maximum you can get is zero. I was expecting minus thousands, you know, but -344. Very, very impressive work from Nick Murphy there. Thank you so much to him. What a great guy. Now, also, the 9th of March is many wacky holidays. It's Bang Clang Day, Barbie Day and False Teeth Day. It's also Get Over It Day. So, you know, everyone's got problems. Just get over it. Deal with it. Move on. So we're going to talk about that musically. Talk about it. We're going to listen to some tracks that reflect it musically. But before that, back to your adding words into film titles. And I have to say, Nick Murphy had some corkers there as well. Except the last one. Ruined it for himself with that. Naomi Bushell says, The Clockwork Chocolate Orange. I like it. I like it a lot. And then this is a bit different from Peter Moore. We've already had something about it. IT department. So you're pronouncing it as IT there, Peter Moore, but very good work. And we had Reservoir Guide Dogs. Sean Smith weighs in with Reservoir Hot Dogs. Nice. Here's a film you wouldn't normally be able to include, but you know, people often add words to make things filthy. Eddie Bushell has added words to make something that was filthy acceptable. Debbie does watch Dallas. Debbie does watch Dallas. She does. She loves the series. 80s throwback. She didn't like Dynasty as much, Debbie, but she did watch Dallas. Well done, Eddie Bushell. I love that. Another one from Eddie. Trapped Wind in the Willows. Now, Very, very difficult there. You need Rennie Deflatine or other such wind-easing products, which are available over-the-counter at all good pharmacists. Right, enough weird advertising. It's Get Over It Day. Here's Daniel Powter. He was having a bad day. Did he get over it? Let's ask him.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to grey. Tell me your passion's gone.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, and this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here with you for another 35 minutes and a few seconds. Make the most of it while you can. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, available on smart speaker, webcam available on mixcloud.com. The link is on my Facebook profile as well, if you want to have a look on there. Or you may be listening on catch-up on our website, on my blog page. You can download from tomorrow morning the entire show to your own devices and listen to it at your leisure. But however you've done it, thank you so much. And however you sent in all these film titles with one word added to make them, quite frankly, hilarious, very well done indeed. Ron Wilmot sent in Virgin Mary Poppins. That's possibly a different theme to what it would have been about. Carol Dema has sent in grease paint. Yes. Not about the T-Birds, is it? Or whatever. Danny and Sandy. Oh, no. It's about some actors backstage worrying about their next performance. But thanks for that, Carol. Eddie Bushell again. The Mummy Returns Gifts. That's a great one. I did enjoy that. And then a series of films with just Jeff added into the title, just to make it a name. Jeff Hellraiser. It's weird that I'm laughing, because it's sort of not funny, but it kind of really is. Hi, I'm Jeff Hellraiser. Jeff Alien. And Jeff the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I think you've ruined it there, Eddie, but yes, good work. Carrying on the theme of people managing to find different possibilities with Reservoir Dogs, Sean Rollison, Reservoir Dogs lead. Nice. I like that. And possibly in bad taste, but literally true, White Legless Men Can't Jump from Eddie Bushell as well. So thanks for that. Nick Murphy's Friends with Unemployment Benefits was fabulous. Eddie Bushell also did Friends with Tax Benefits. So yeah, it's great minds, clearly. Terminator 3 Rise of the Washing Machines. Eddie Bushell has done very well this evening. So many fabulous selections. There's still more to go through. Well, it's really hit home, this task I've set you today. Check it out, the thread on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, and also my personal profile as well. But remember, the 9th of March is Get Over It Day. It's all about surviving. It's all about accepting it and moving on. Here's Destiny's Child.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. You thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't sell without you, sold 9 million. I'm a survivor, I'm not gonna give up.
won't survive it.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And we're into the last half an hour of tonight's show. It's flying by for me, and I'm sure you're enjoying yourselves as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm just going to keep going with your film titles because there's so many to get through. I want to say the list is endless, but it does end. What else have we got? Paul Saunders weighs in with The Sound of Classical Music. Nice, nice work there, enjoying that. Dan Clarkson says, Love Actually Sucks. Bit bitter there, Dan, but yeah, that could be... Well, I was going to say it could be a film where not all the relationships go well, but that happens in Love Actually, doesn't it? Anyway, what else have we got? This one. This one has really tickled me, from Rachel Woollett. Butch Nassid... Oh, hang on, I've got to do it again. Butch Natalie Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I don't need to comment on it. That's brilliant. That really is good. Stephen Frosdick says Breakfast Club Sandwich. Yeah, nice, nice. What else? Is there anything else that's hilarious? Rachel Woollett again says Meet Me in St. Louis Walsh. I don't want to know what that film would be about. Eddie Bushell back in with The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe Malfunction. Very good. About a prop error that occurred on a film set and led to a horrendous wardrobe malfunction. I like this as well. The Massive Pianist. We've all been there, Eddie. We've all been there. Let's have another song that's all about getting over it. That's about surviving. It's about being a fighter. Christina Aguilera.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I wanna thank you, 'cause you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, thinking that you were true, I guess I couldn't trust, 'cause your love taught me so, 'cause I've had enough. You were there by my side, always down for the ride. I bought your righteous pain down in flames, 'cause your greed sold me out of shame. Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Well, as we get close and closer to the end of this show, I am getting closer to the end of the list of your film suggestions for tonight. It's got to be one of the most, certainly most taken part in requests on social media that I've done. And what have we got left? Well, Tony Eakins suggests Jurassic Parking. Now, that would be a different film. Dinosaurs driving around in giant cars, moaning about the lack of spaces and disabled spaces. And, you know, that would be good. Ellie from Beckles goes for Black Widow Spider, which is a little bit controversial because it's not even out yet, that film. But, yeah, well done with that one. What else have we got here? Eddie Bushell with another one. Iron Deficiency Man. Now, that is not as good a superhero, is it? It's just someone who gets tired quite a lot. Shows fatigue easily. Iron Deficiency Man. Can you be a superhero like that? Mark Pearson with the quite frankly ridiculous sounding Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Goat. I think that's an ironic link with kids and goat there as well. And then Alex Morton with a very simple Die Hard Fans. Nice. Yeah, just fans of anything and everything. I like that. So, very well done. Well, I've got a huge task now in the last 20 minutes or so. We've got to pick the standout ones. Can anybody who sent in one of those film suggestions rise above everybody else and be Legend of the Week? Could it be you? Stay listening to find out. But we are still dealing with the fact it's Get Over It Day. Here's Katy Perry.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. You're original, cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds, after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite the light. Let it shine just on the night.
Phoenix FM.
Katy Perry and Firework there, and Gary Collins weighed in with a late entry to the Add a Word to a Film title and make it different. The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner Bean. I like it. I do like it, Gary. Well done. Very good. Right at the end there. And what film titles that you've sent in are being considered to be Legend of the Week tonight? There can only be one that's going to rise above the rest. There's been so many brilliant ones. Martin Hill's Terminator Salvation, particularly memorable. Phil Whelan's Air Force One flew over the cuckoo's nest. I liked that. Ian Freeman's Pillow Fight Club. Bruce Stratton's Batman Begins Therapy. Phil Lund's There's Something About Mary Berry. That was brilliant. Barry Cooper's The Importance of Being Ernest Borgnine. Rachel Woollett with Sod It. Eddie Bushell with Debbie Does Watch Dallas. She does. And then Rachel Woollett again with Butch, Natalie Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Oh, they're the ones that are my favourites, I would suggest. And we've got to try and work out a winner. It's going to be very tough. If you have any more ideas, you're still listening to this programme, you have to list your suggestion in the correct place on the Facebook profile. Get searching on social media and find it. Ben Simmons is my personal profile. Ben Simmons Radio as well. Thank you to everyone that suggested anything. You've all been fabulous. Now, the 9th of March is Get Over It Day. There's one last track to help us get over it, because basically, at whatever level of it you're at, never stop believing, all right?
Sweet lights, people.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So that was Journey there then, and Don't Stop Believing. Well, we still want to try and squeeze in two, maybe three more tracks whilst working out which of your suggestions really deserves the highly coveted Legend of the Week award. I've narrowed it down to a final six, which is not really all that helpful. Rob Harvey is in the studio now. Perhaps I'll ask him for his opinion, although I don't know whether he'll want to be swayed on deciding the Legend of the Week in any way whatsoever. But don't forget, Rob's coming up after the news at 8 o'clock with Synth City once again. So you can add one word to a film title to drastically change what it would be about. We've got Terminator Salvation Army, Pillow Fight Club, Batman Begins Therapy, There's Something About Mary Berry, The Importance of Being Ernest Borgnine, and Sod It, which are all fabulous, fabulous. They've made the final six. I'm still really trying to work it all out. I'm not quite sure how to come to terms with it. Anyway, let's get another track on, and let's tell you about one final ridiculous holiday on the 9th of March, which is Panic Day. Apparently it's Panic Day, so quick, panic about it. Go on. I don't really know what that means or why, but here is the appropriately titled Panic at the Disco with Victorious.
I know you need it, do you feel it? Drink the water, drink the wine. I know you need it, do you feel it? Drink the water, drink the water.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, there have been intense discussions going on in the Phoenix FM studio about your film titles, and just to keep it going slash drag it out slightly longer, I'm going to tell you that the final three are Sod It, Batman Begins Therapy, and There's Something About Mary Berry. So we'll reveal the winner after one more track, and that track related to Panic Day, it's Ollie Murs and Troublemaker.
Troublemaker, troublemaker. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you bite your lip got my head spinning around. After a drink or two, I was studying your hands. I don't know if I have the strength to stand. Oh, oh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Oh, oh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know, why does it feel so good but hurt so bad? My mind keeps saying, run as fast as you can. Corners of my mind, I see a silhouette every time I close my eyes. There must be poison in those fingertips of yours, 'cause I keep coming back again for more. Ooh, oh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Ooh, oh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know, why does it feel so good but hurt so bad?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, apologies to Ollie Mers. I'm sure he'd be devastated, but I had to end that shortly because of a last-minute track change to the final track, and I've still got to reveal the legend of the week. It's been an utter pleasure tonight. Thanks to everyone for getting involved, sending in your enhanced film titles. Thanks to Nick Murphy for being the inaugural competitor on Bic Lol, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. Impressive score of -344. We'll see how that develops next week. But, yes, the final three then. Sod It from Rachel Woollett, Batman Begins Therapy from Bruce Stratton, and There's Something About Mary Berry from Phil Lunn. I can tell you, tonight's Legend of the Week and the winner of the Insert a Word into a Film Title and Make it Different is There's Something About Mary Berry from Phil Lunn. There we go. Congratulations to you, Phil. You can hold your head high at least for a week. And somebody will be got in touch with this week and asked to be the next competitor in next week's Bic Lol over the phone. Remember, like I said a few minutes ago, Rob Harvey's up next with Synth City after the news. So stick around on Phoenix FM. I'll be back next week. Here's a song to play us out. It's Ricky Martin.
Into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition that girl's gonna make me fall. She's in some new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's a color mocha. She will wear you out. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. She's living la vida loca.
The New York City, in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have sent me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.